Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And again, this is a blessed day that the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited once again to be with you and you with me and my co-host tonight concerning our serious topic, Who's Bullying Who? And this will conclude the series that we have been doing all month for the month of October. And as we've expressed in the months, in the programs prior, this is Bully Awareness Month. And Mission from the Heart has been keeping this problem on the forefront, that it never leave our prayer life. Over the past four series of Who's Bullying Who, we have exposed this issue from several perspectives that should stir up your soul to be a light in a dark place in someone's life. So many have bullied and have been bullied at some point, and we need restoration and peace within our soul. Our concluding series tonight will express the trauma that bullying had on our guests' lives as they share with my co-host, Nikki Mason, tonight, and they bring it from their own perspective. So I just want you to pull up a chair tonight and just prepare yourself for a moving moment as Nikki brings our guests out and introduce them tonight so that you can listen with intensity as we conclude this program or this series of Who's Bullying Who. So, Nikki, if you could introduce them, and I am so grateful for you being my co-host all month concerning this series, and it has just been such a blessing and a pleasure for you to just be spot on concerning this problem and exposing through our guests tonight and prior guests this bullying issue. So if you could go ahead and introduce our guests.
Thank you, Carnita, and I thank you for the opportunity. This is the last show, the wrap-up show, and I am very excited tonight to have two young, beautiful children with us this evening, should I say teenagers. We have Deshaun Woodson, and we also have Trinicia Cutright. And I'm going to let them tell their age and just tell what school they go to, and then we'll go from there. But I'm going to first start with Deshaun. How are you tonight?
Good.
You're good. I'm happy that you're on the show with us and you come to share with us your experience and some of your knowledge that I know that you're going to give to us. I'm going to ask that you just tell us just a little bit about yourself. Tell us, you know, your name and your age and what school you attend and what grade you're in.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Deshaun, and I'm in eighth grade. I go to Girls and Boys Preparatory. I'm 14.
Okay. And you're 14 years old. And Trinicia, we have Trinicia Cutright. I'm sorry?
In 2 days, I'll be 14.
Oh, you'll be 14 in 2 days? Well, guess what? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And so we have, you're welcome, sweetie. We have Trinicia Cutright, and we want her to tell just a little bit about herself. Give us your age and grade and what school you go to.
My name is Trinicia Cutright. I'm 13 years old, and I go to Westboro Middle School.
And what grade are you in?
Eighth grade.
All right. So we have two different eighth graders from two different schools, two different types of schools, but it's still the same experiences almost. So what we're going to do tonight is just ask you guys a few questions. I'm happy to have Trinicia on the line tonight. I'm happy to just be able to talk to young people and get their insight in what they think about the bullying issue. One of the first things I'm going to ask, and it's going to be for both of you, and I'm going to let you answer one at a time. I'm going to ask that you give me a little bit about, you know, I know that you both have been bullied, and I want you to tell me just a little bit of your story about your bullying issue, just to kind of brief people to know that you are experiencing it. I'm going to start with Trinicia Cutright. Go ahead and answer us, Trinicia, and tell us a little bit about your experience as being bullied.
Well, I was being bullied about certain things like sexuality and how I was built because I play sports, and it would hurt sometimes, but sometimes I had to get over it, and the bullies would just get to me sometimes, but sometimes you have to get over things.
Okay. And you brought up, we had a segment last week where we talked to Ms. Tracy Chason and her daughter, Ruche Gilbert, who had passed away, was a young lady that was bullied because of her size, because she was overweight and people bullied her about her size. Now, Trinicia, you made the statement that you were bullied about because you play sports and the way that you look. Can I ask you a question? You're not overweight, but so what particular did they bully you about?
The way my muscles were built, or how I played, or how did I sound and how I looked in the face.
Okay. And you say sometimes you have to get over it and sometimes it hurts, but how did, during that time, how did you feel?
I felt like nobody liked me and that they didn't want to see a person that looked like that.
That speaks a lot of volume. You said they didn't want to see a person that looked like that, that looked beautiful?
No, very muscular for a girl.
And how did you feel about yourself?
I felt okay, but people would bring me down about it.
Okay. Deshaun, tell me a little bit about your bullying situation and how did it make you feel?
Well, last year when I was in seventh grade, I was bullied because of my hair, because I wore the same shoes every day, and like the clothes. I didn't have all the name brand stuff that everybody wore.
Okay. And how did it make you feel?
Made me feel left out and alone, like nobody cares.
And I'm listening to the both of you. You're very young and very bright, young lady and a young man. And the things that you were bullied about really are things that really don't matter. She was bullied about her physique. And you were bullied because you weren't wearing the latest clothes or the latest fashion, as people say. And your hair. What's wrong with your hair?
Nothing.
And I've seen you before, and you have some of the most beautiful hair that people are paying for. So my thing is, a lot of times when people are bullying you, that's because they are low self-esteem for themselves, and they're jealous. And a lot of times they take and pick out something about you that makes you feel like, okay, something's wrong, and to get other people to join in. Now, I want to ask each one of you, and I'm going to start with Deshaun. What do you feel about yourself today?
I feel good.
Go ahead.
Oh, I feel good, and I feel like when I told the teacher, I felt better about
the
situation.
And Tanisha, how do you feel about yourself today?
I feel better. I really don't care what people say about me anymore because I know what I am and who I am, and they can't judge me for it.
And can I ask both of you something? When you were being bullied, did you have a support system? Did you have anyone there to talk to, anyone there to help you, to uplift you, protect you? I'm going to start with Trinicia. I'm going to ask Trinicia to answer that question.
I have my mom and my grandma and certain teachers and my dad.
And Deshaun?
My mom, my grandma, my cousin, and my teachers and principals.
Okay. And do you see a pattern with bullying? Do you think that are they picking on certain kids, or do you think all of the kids in the school experience bullying at some time? Do you experience that at your school that, you know, everybody at some point is going to be bullied? Do you experience that, Trinicia?
May you repeat the question?
Yes. At some point, do you think that every child at school is going to experience bullying?
Well, that's really kind of hard because sometimes you really don't know what's going on in their lives. They could be being bullied outside, but we wouldn't know it, and they blame it on us. So I really don't know how to answer that.
But do you see a lot of bullying at school with a lot of the kids?
Yes, I do.
Deshaun, do you think the school that you go to, do you experience a lot of the kids being bullied a lot?
Yes, ma'am. Like the real smart ones, the ones that get good grades, I see them getting bullied. Like the ones that got held back and the people that's, like, bad and get in trouble, they don't get bullied as much.
And now I have a question. Since you guys have walked a bullying issue and you know and you see a lot of bullying that goes on every day in the schools, do you think that something better could be done? Is it something that the school system or the parents or the adults, period, can do? And not just in school, but just even outside, like, you know, the bullying that's going on the Internet or, you know, just a lot of the different bullying issues that you see. Do you think that it's something that we as the adults can do? Deshaun?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think we could do?
We can speak up.
The children can speak up, but what do you think that the adults can do? Do you think that we need to show more interest in our kids, or do we need to listen more, or do we need to change our behavior? What do you think we need to do?
I think all of them. All of
you think all of it?
Because if you change your behavior and you change your behavior, and then the kid feel like they're loved, or in you.
And I believe that, Deshaun, because I think a lot of our children that are bullied and then a lot of those that are being bullied, I think that love is the main issue. And I heard both of you say something. You said, I felt alone. And then I heard Trinicia say, nobody liked me, and why did I have to look this way? You know, because I looked this way. And both of those statements speak acceptance and love. And that says a lot.
And so what I want people that are listening to understand is that it's not okay to laugh at, to point, to talk about people, to make them feel low because of the way they look. And I had a goddaughter that passed that was bullied because she was overweight. That was Miss Tracy Chason's daughter that was on last week's show. And what a lot of people don't know is that the morning that she died at the school, she was being bullied. And so I am steadfast on a mission because not only my own child, but my godchild. And that makes me want to keep pushing until a change comes. I'm going to ask, do you see, do you think, you know, when I was coming up, they used to always say rap music was bad music and it wasn't going to last long and that rap music was influencing us to do things. I don't believe that music or movies can influence you to do anything. That desire is already there in that person. There are appropriate things that children should be looking at and listening to, and then some things that they should not. But I'm not going to, if I go and shoot someone, I'm not going to blame it because I was listening to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne didn't make me shoot someone. I took it upon myself to do that. That's the same thing with a movie. But we tend to do what people around us, not the radio, not the TV, but those that are with us every day that we have interaction with. We tend to do what they say and do that they're telling us that's not appropriate or we see them doing. So I say this because you two are very young and you're going to be going to high school next year. And that's a different part of life. And I want to know, what advice would you give to someone right now that is experiencing bullying because of the way I look or because I don't wear the latest outfit or have the latest fashion or they don't like my hair or, you know, I'm this figure. I've been left back and I failed a lot of times. Or I'm very smart, and they don't like me. I'm going to ask you, Trinicia, what would you say to that person?
Don't worry what people say, because at the end of the day, they don't need to judge you, and it's you just being you. And if you like the way you're being, just still be it.
And I like that answer. I like that response. But now I have to ask you this. When you're walking it, it's easy for someone to say that to you. Would you tell them to go and tell someone, to go and talk to someone?
Yes, I would.
Deshaun, what would you say? What would you tell that young man or young woman that's being bullied? What would you say to them?
I would say to don't let them talk about you. Tell a teacher, tell a principal, tell somebody, tell an adult. Don't let them talk about you. If you want something done, you have to do it. You got to speak up and talk.
You have to defend yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And defending yourself does not always mean fighting. You can defend yourself and stand up for yourself by telling the teacher, by telling the principal, by telling your parents or your guardian, hey, this person is bothering me every single day. This person is bullying me. And you don't have to fight that person. You don't have to get in trouble. All you have to do is speak up. All you have to do is speak up. Now, I'm going to ask you each to think just for a couple of seconds. Give me a scenario of someone that you know that has been bullied, that you can tell me it could be they was bullied from, they could be bullied from the internet, they could be bullied right now at school. I want to know if you know, do you have any friends that are bullied at this point that don't have anyone to talk to? Don't have a mom, don't have a dad, don't have someone that's going to listen. And I'm going to start with Trinicia.
I have a friend that certain photos leaked out that wasn't supposed to, and it's kind of have ruined her whole school year because she's moved to a whole another state and going to another school because she was afraid of going to a certain high school where everybody knew what happened with the photos.
Now, Trinicia, were these photos inappropriate photos
yes.
of her?
Yes,
okay,
they
were they nude or photos that were showing her body parts?
Well, you could say almost nude.
Okay.
Showing body parts.
And to that, I want to say this to the young people. When you are posting this stuff, first of all, it is not okay for grown-ups to be taking nude photos and posting them on the internet or sending it to their husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or wife, because everything you do on the internet, everything you do on your phones can be tracked. And it's always a possibility of someone else getting a hold of that information. And so we as adults have to be very discreet about what we're doing, and not only what we're doing, but what we're doing in front of our children. And that is a young lady that was done that way. That's because someone around her has shown her that's okay to do that. Now, I don't know this young lady, but I'm just telling you, because children mimic and do what they see others do. And I want the young people on the line to know something. When you are sending a nude photo of a friend or someone you don't like and you're posting it thinking that it's funny, that's child pornography. And you can and will go to jail for that. Even if you go to that page and click on that photo, if someone sent it to you, you look at it. If you send it, you get criminal charges. So if anybody that you know is sending anything like that, do not click on it, do not send it, and report it to an adult. Now, Trinicia made a valid point. She said she's moved to another state, because the high school that she's going to go to, everybody knew that it happened to her, and the little girl was afraid of retaliation from it. Think about it. That's a form of bullying. That's inappropriate. And we have had several children kill themselves because of that. So that's not a laughing matter. I want to ask Deshaun, do you know of any child that's being bullied?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me?
One of my friends is bullied. He used to talk about his teeth, he didn't brush his teeth, or he didn't comb his hair, and nothing. He wore the same clothes and wore the same shoes.
And you know what? This is something I want to say. Latest fashion thing. Nine times out of ten here in Houston, Texas, the kids are wearing uniforms. So, and most of the uniforms are a certain color, a certain pants color, certain shirt color. The only thing that they can really probably look at now is tennis shoes. You know, and you're that close enough to know that someone didn't brush their teeth. You know, it seems to me that they're just looking for something to just pick at a person for. And a lot of the times, you know, people who are picking on you about your fashion, I mean, a lot of times the fashion that they have a lot of times is not real. But they're not going to tell you that. Or they're wearing their brother's or sister's clothes. So, I mean, this is really interesting, Sister Carnita. You know, we're getting scenarios from every different aspect. You know, they're getting bullied about being smart. They're getting bullied about because they're not wearing the latest fashion. They're getting bullied if they're heavy. They're getting bullied if they're small. They're getting, you know, bullied for putting pictures that are, you know, on the internet that shouldn't have been put on there. But right. It's just like they're picking and doing anything to do that. And right. Think that it's funny.
Right. And if I could just interject, it does seem to be a reoccurring cycle over years past from the times that we may have been teased back in the day, which is, of course, you made light of that last program. It's a form of bullying. We use the word teased. But it was always picking on us. From an angle of what we had on, the outward appearance, whether it was our clothes or the way our hair was or the way our facial features looked. And just like Trenicia had indicated, the way she is physically made, and she is wonderfully made, you know, God made her wonderfully in her mother's womb, just as Deshaun. But they seem to be bullying or picking on people concerning the outward things that they can physically see.
Yes.
That seems to be common, whether it be in the school, college, or even into our workplace.
Because when we had Gabrielle Hayes on last week, she talked about she was a college student that was bullied. And it was because she got up every day and did her hair, put on her clothes, and probably had a little makeup on, and she went out the house looking appropriate. They talked about her. She thought she was too good. She thought she was Miss This, Miss That. And then when she started dressing down, what we call dress down, you know, sweats, a shirt, coming out like them, they still talked about her. They still picked with her. So it was like, either way I did, you know, if I join in, I'm getting picked at. If I don't join in, I'm getting picked at. And so that tells me that our young people really need to know God. Because God is no prospective person. He doesn't look at your outside. You know, he looks at your inside. There's an old saying that older people always say, the elders, you know, God don't like ugly, but he ain't too crazy about pretty either. Mm. So that tells you
Amen. That
he don't like your ugly ways, but he don't like you acting vain and pretty either. He needs
exactly.
you to be according to what his word says. And so to that young person tonight that's out there listening, I want them to understand these two children walked serious bullying issues, but they made it. And if they made it, you can make it. If they made it, you can make it. And it doesn't matter if you are size 2, or size 25, you're, like you stated, you're beautifully made in the image that God wanted you to be. So I'm going to ask Deshaun. Now, do you feel like you can, how can I say, if you see another child being bullied, are you able to say, hey, leave them alone? Or do you think it's best to just stand back and not say anything?
I think it's best to do both things. I don't want to get any mixed with that again. I have a problem with that person.
Say that again for me, please.
I think I should do both, but I shouldn't, like, really talk bad about that person. I should be nice. I mean, like, help them out.
Yes. But do you think that if you try to stand up for the person that's being bullied, do you think retaliation comes on you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Like 2 weeks ago, they were talking about this girl because she was big, and I was sitting next to her, and the girl was literally crying, and I told them, I said, quit talking about this girl because she probably got more stuff than you. And then they got mad because I told them to stop talking about that girl.
And so that tells me now, Tanisha, I'm going to ask you, is it better to handle the issue on your own if you're being bullied, or should you tell?
You should tell a teacher or an adult that's around or somebody that you respect personally as an adult to help you. Because if you do it on your own, sometimes it doesn't go right and you end up getting a fight. And everything just goes wrong, and you get bullied worse for what you've done.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. And that goes to what when we had the third series with the educators and the medical perspective of them telling us that when you try to handle it on your own sometimes, it doesn't turn out the way that you expected it to. You end up getting in more trouble or you have more issues. So that makes a lot of sense. And like Deshaun said, they got mad with me because I told them to leave her alone. She was crying, and they could see that they were hurting her. I have a question.
Nikki, before you move, I wanted to ask Tracy and Deshaun. Now, Tracy, now that you have been subjected to bullying, you know, do you feel stronger now to stand against it or against that bullying if you see a friend at school being bullied? Just as Deshaun did, he stood up and he said something. Have you had to do that also, Tremesia?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Yeah. It kind of, now that you've been a victim, but now you're victorious, and now it's giving you courage to stand against it, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because you don't have to feel like like you have to be a victim anymore. You've got courage now because of your support system, your family, and going to tell authority, like teachers and principals and your family. Right, so you don't have to live in fear anymore. You don't have to be afraid, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I think that's what I heard in Deshaun. Deshaun, when you said stop talking about that girl, and then they tried to you know, come against you or you were no longer in fear either, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because you told them that was not right.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct? Yeah, so it sounds like now that you were a victim and now you're victorious, you've got courage now, and you don't like it, so you don't want anybody else to have to go through with what you went through, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I think Tremesia and Deshaun, I just really believe that is so brave of you both to stand against this in your own way, and to stand against, no longer be afraid. And like Trenicia said, you know, be who you are, and don't worry about what people say or how they talk about you. And Deshaun, you know, you having family members as well as Trenicia to encourage us to take a stand and not be afraid and ignore them. And I just thought that was very bold of the both of you. And you know, I'm just that just speaks volume, I think, to other students who can have somebody say, "Hey, stop it, leave her alone," or "Hey, dude, leave them alone." And I just commend both of you. Go right ahead, Nikki.
I think that was I couldn't have said it better myself, Sister Carnita, because they are two brave young teenagers, as we say. They're very
Absolutely.
Brave, two brave young individuals. And I think a lot of it is, like you said, it's fear. But once that fear is conquered, we conquer that fear, we're no longer fearful, because we know that, hey, I know that I'm going to be okay, and it's really about what I think of myself.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question for Deshaun and Trenicia, and this is something as a parent that I thought about. I'm not saying it's the correct way, but what I thought about. Coming from elementary to to junior high, do you think that the school system can do so that when you get to sixth and seventh grade, you're a little, I don't know, familiar with the way it is, so that when you're not pushed everything at once, like, because a lot of times when you get in the junior high, you know, you have tardies, you're trying to adjust to being more immature, dependable, independent. You have a lot more teachers, and then you have a lot of bullying in there too. So do you think it's something that starting maybe like with fourth or fifth grade, if they could kind of help you transition better? Do you think it would help if you had maybe four teachers, so that when you got into sixth grade and they added two or three more teachers, it wouldn't be so bad? And if they kind of gave you all kind of what they do for help, for PE, they show you videos. Do you think that showing bullying videos, educating the children on bullying, would it help?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think, Trenicia?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay.
Also, we need more prayer in school.
You're right. You're definitely right, Deshaun, because that is the number one key that is missing. And I believe, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people will agree with me, especially Sister Carnita, that if you had prayer in the school, and prayer used to be in the school, it was a lot more order. People didn't do anything. Kids didn't disrespect and curse teachers out. They didn't throw desks. They didn't fight teachers. They didn't buck the system, as they say. They were very respectful. They were afraid to, you know, to get suspended, to get in trouble, for the teacher to even mention or call your mom. So I see that as when prayer was taken out, that really took God out of the system. But I'm going to be very honest. He's coming back. And they may not want him there, but he's getting ready to show up. And what we have to do is educate our children at home and teach our children how to pray and to call on Jesus. Because God is coming back.
And the school system is in for a big shock. A lot of people.
Because I agree.
He's getting ready to take his rightful place. And that's one place that he is needed, because your generation belongs to God. And he's not pleased with the way that we have failed you as the adult. And so I say that to say this. A lot of the things that are going on, because a lot of times when kids are being bullied, a lot of times when kids are bullying, it's something going on in their home life. And there are kids who have great parents but are bullied. But it's something about that individual that is something that is in them that makes them want to hurt another person. I want to ask this question, and I want you two to be really honest. Do you think that some teachers bully? Trinicia.
Yes, I do.
Why would you say that?
Certain teachers pick out certain students for no reason, just to pick on them for certain subjects.
And when you say pick on them, what do you mean? Are they picking on the way they look?
Constantly mess with them, threaten to call their mom or tell them that their mom is already always up here, or always talking about their parents and why they're doing this or that.
Okay. And have you ever seen a teacher pick at a child because of the way they look? Or?
Yes.
Okay, give me an example. Tell me a little bit about that.
Back in sixth grade, we had everybody ID pictures on the computer, and my science teacher was picking out photos of certain people, calling them, well, that was an ugly photo. Why would she do that with her hair? And that she was just plain ugly. He would even say about certain kids and certain people.
And was he sharing this with other students?
Yes. He told us if we wanted to see to come up and look on the computer about the other people.
The other students?
Yeah, other students.
Deshaun, have you experienced some teachers being bullying?
Yes, ma'am.
Give me an example.
Like she said, when I was in sixth grade, our teacher, he used to, like, no racistness, but he used to pick out the different color to do the work. And then, when we're trying to turn in our work, he don't take it. And then when we tried to turn in our work, he would take it. I mean, when, like, the other people tried to turn in their work, he'd take it. But, like, if I turn in my work, he wouldn't take it. And it'd be complete, and they don't be the did nothing. He'd give them good grades, and we didn't got, like, C's and D's.
And you were saying that it was kids of, so in other words, minority kids would try to turn in their work, and he wouldn't take it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you experienced a teacher calling a child a name or talking about them out loud just to mess with them and embarrass them for no reason?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I brought that to the forefront because I wanted people to understand that it's important who we have in our school systems. It's important that we know who are teaching our children. And if they're qualified, they can have a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD. But mentally, are they, and emotionally, are they qualified? I'm listening to the horrific story of Trinicia saying he's looking at everybody's ID badge picture and he's calling the other kids up to show them these children. And what he think is ugly is not cute, and why their hair look like that. That's bullying, because what he's not understanding that those are impressionable minds, and if you have a child in there that's already a bully, they're going to go and pick with at least one of those children. And that's what I mean about we have failed our kids, because we as the adults
are demonstrating bad behavior. And we expect our children to be respectful and to fall in line the way we think that they should when we are the ones that are not acting in order. You know, there's a saying that we say all the time in the church, if the head is out of order, the rest of the body is going to be out of order. So if we as the adults, which are the head of our children, are out of order, then how do we expect them to be? The rest of the body is going to be out of order. They're going to be out of order. That's why it's so much chaos. And I know that a lot of adults do not want to take the blame because we want to say that our kids are bad and they're not good children and these kids are hard-headed and they need whoopings. And to a certain degree, I do believe in the spanking process. However, it has to start with us. We have to change, and we have to educate our children. We have to teach our children to pray, and we must take them to church and teach them about God. I want to ask Deshaun, as a young man and a young black male, how does that make you feel, having been bullied? And then when you see things like that that go on, how does that make you feel about your future? Does it give you a positive aspect, or does it worry you?
Yes, Mom, it kind of worries me because that person might come back in the future and start talking and then have a whole bunch of people to try to jump and stuff.
So you worry if retaliation is going to come back any day because you don't know if that person's going to come and then add everybody with you. You can't go to school in peace because, you know, it's always that thought in the back of your head. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Trinistia, you play sports. Do you ever have any fears about later on, because are you going to continue to play sports in high school and college?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so does it bother you, or do you have any fears about later in life if that same type of bullying is going to come back and then it's going to get worse later on, or you feel that it's going to start all over? I mean, do you have any type of fear?
No, because I know everything's in God's hands. If I'm doing something I love, I'll just do it without anybody judging me for it.
You know, tonight has been an awesome show, everybody. We have two amazing, and I say amazing, young people. They are very brave, as Sister Carnita has said. I mean, when I say brave, they are very brave. I thank them for sharing their stories with us. I thank them for coming forward to help someone else because they didn't have to do this. They could have been looking at the basketball game or doing homework or anything that these teenagers do. You know, that's the last thing they could have been thinking about was being on this show to, you know, share their experience. I think that we need to salute them and salute our young people, whether their behavior is acceptable or not. I think that we need to listen as parents and as adults. And I'm going to say to these two young people that God has greatness for you. Your purpose in life is great. And I found this as an experience that when you struggle very hard in the beginning, you become a success in the end. And I want you to take that and keep that. You know that God loves you, that you are perfect, you are beautiful, and you are in the image that he wants you to be. And what matters is your soul. And if your soul is pure and good, people will draw to you. So I tell you that when you find someone has been being bullied or being bullied, tell them it's going to be okay.
I made it. You can make it. Tell someone. Talk to someone. Let someone know that you're hurting and that this person is hurting you so that it can stop. I'm going to turn the show back over to Carnita Smith. But before we turn it back over, Ms. Carnita, I want to end the show with a prayer. So I'm going to ask Sister Carnita to take over.
Okay. And I just commend Trinicia and Deshaun for their courage and their strength for taking a stand also for this foolishness that darkens our schools and darkens our community. And to be teenagers, eighth graders, it's just amazing on how God can use so many people to take a stand for what we know is absolutely wrong. So, Trinicia, girl, you continue to stand for your faith as who you are in Christ Jesus, and you stand to be the athlete that you are going to be, a successful one, and you stand for righteousness in our community and in your school. And I tell you, that will take you so much more farther in life. And Deshaun, you as well, standing strong in your faith as you expressed prayer needing to be done in the individual's lives, and also what your aspirations are going forward into senior high and college. Young man, you continue to stand for what you believe is right, and don't let anybody destroy your dreams. And I commend you both for being bold and beautiful concerning this issue. And we need more people to come up and stand up for this problem, more to take a stand and not cower back. So, Nikki, if you want to go ahead and close our program this evening with a prayer, I just want, before we pray, I just want, and the prayer will end our program, but I just want you to seriously revisit this program and the series that were prior to this, and make note of this. Share these programs with other people. If you're a teacher, an educator, or a counselor, share these programs. Click on the link, blogtalkradio.com/heart-to-heart-Houston. I'm sorry, heart to heart, and that's the number 2, heart to heart, MFTH, and that MFTH means mission from the heart. And revisit these programs. We can't express it enough, because these are learning tools, teaching tools for our students and our children and even adults to listen to. So Nikki and I cannot express enough that this has been, in the month of October, is allocated to bullying awareness. And you just really need to share these programs and this series with so many people out there. It could be your own family member. It could be your own child, and they may not be communicating this with you. So this is so important, and it's so necessary and so needed. But get your children into God's Word and teach them to fall on their knees or just whisper prayer to Him concerning somebody who may be bullied or concerning themselves. Prayer is the answer. It is the key. And I just wanted to express this one verse before you pray, Nikki, if you will. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. It reads this way: if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That is Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. This is the call that we are to heed from God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he says, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. So it's very plain. It's very simple. If we would just be obedient in praying for our children, listening to our children, and being a support system for them, then we can have the healing that they need, that we need in our schools, in our community. So this does bring us to the end of our program, Mission from the Heart Radio. This series has been Who's Bullying Who? And Nikki, if you would go ahead and close us out in prayer, and then we will meet again on next Thursday with a different topic, a different subject, and of course, always remember that the grass may wither and the flowers may fadeth away, but the word of God stands forever. So go right ahead, Nikki, and close us out in prayer.
I'm going to do something a little different. Since tonight is children's night, I'm going to ask for two prayers. I'm going to ask Deshaun to say a quick prayer. I'm going to ask Trinicia to say a quick prayer. Does not have to be long, but just I would like for these young people that has God in their life and the head of their life to just say a quick prayer. And we're going to start with Deshaun. Just say a quick prayer for me, Deshaun.
God, we thank you for everything. Thank you, God, for letting us see. Bless the bullies. Bless the people that are getting bullied. Bless them that learn from their mistakes. Help them. Show them the right way, God. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you do. God, thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Trinicia?
Lord, protect all the people that have been bullied. Let them know it's okay and they can get through it. Lord, deliver the bullies from being bullies to be people that lift up the people that have been bullied. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And with that, may everybody say amen.
Amen.
God bless you all, and God loves you. Good night.
Good night, and thank you.
I'll proud of you. Thank you.